This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With an attempt to end the U.S. government shutdown while getting the funding he wants for border wall with Mexico, U.S. President Trump offered Democrats compromises on his hardline immigration policies. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. The president's offer also faces criticism from some prominent conservative commentators who warned Trump that going soft on immigration would jeopardize his re-election next year because many of his supporters will desert him. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A tragedy involving migrants en route to Europe from North Africa. A rubber dinghy sank in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya, and officials say only three of the 120 on board on the overloaded craft survived. Among the missing are 10 women and 2 children, including a 2-month-old baby. Survivors indicated their fellow migrants came from West African countries, including Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Gambia. The 3 survivors were plucked to safety by an Italian Navy helicopter on Friday afternoon. The sinking dinghy, when spotted by a Navy patrol plane, had about 20 people aboard, according to the Navy. Plane's crew launched 2 life rafts near the dinghy, which inflated in a Navy destroyer about 100 nautical miles away. Dispatched a helicopter to the scene, again, according to the Navy. This is VOA News. The governor of Hidalgo updated the number of people killed resulting from a fuel pipeline explosion to at least 73, with many more injured. Reuters' Lauren Anthony is covering that story.
Footage shows flames leaping into the night sky in Hidalgo State, north of Mexico City, as people screamed and cried for help. The region's governor warned the number of victims could still rise. The explosion was one of the worst in recent history in a country that has suffered hundreds of illegal ruptures to its network of oil and gas pipelines. But some users of social media responded to the explosion with anger, saying the fuel thieves only had themselves to blame.
Thousands of women gathered in cities in the United States and around the world Saturday for the 3rd annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to environmental concerns and immigrant rights, among other issues. A protester took to the stage and grabbed the mic at a Women's March event in New York City after conflicts over control, inclusivity, and alleged anti-Semitism led to 2 dueling Women's March events. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
At the downtown rally organized by the Women's March in New York City, protester Laura Loomer ambushed the stage, yelling that they don't represent Jewish people and it's a Nazi march. She was escorted away and earned a rebuke from organizer Agunda Okeyo.
What we're doing today is we're going to uplift each other and we're going to make sure we stay positive.
The controversy stems from Women's March co-leader Tamika Mallory's refusal to denounce Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's known partly for his anti-Semitic rhetoric. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. and Somali military officials said Saturday that scores of al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed during an attack on a government military base near Somalia's southern port city of Kismayo. The militants first launched a surprise attack Saturday at the base, and then later it started with a triple suicide blast. Scores of heavily armed militants then stormed the base from all directions. U.S. officials said Saturday that 52 al-Shabaab militants were then killed in a retaliatory airstrike. The United States says that it is determined to address legitimate concerns of all sides to the conflict in Afghanistan to achieve peace in the country. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Reconciliation, tweeted the pledge Saturday from neighboring Pakistan. That is where officials are trying to arrange and host the next round of talks with representatives of the Afghan Taliban. The insurgent group has been reluctant to send its envoys to the dialogue process since their last meeting with Khalilzad's team in the United Arab Emirates. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. It's Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's Pan-African playlist is awesome. It twists and turns through 13 countries, three decades, and it grooves in styles from Afro beats to Mbakanga. I've got a lot of exciting new music, too. There's Emmanuel Jal and Nyaurach from South Sudan. There's Blinky Bill from Kenya, Aida Sam from Senegal, rising reggae dancehall star from Jamaica, Koffi, rock guitarist Bambino from Niger, and Chanel Lakinda out of Gabon. Now, my feature interview is with Seun Olota. He is from Nigeria, but talks with Bill Odidi, who's in Nairobi, while on tour there with his big, beautiful Afrofusion band. Now, that interview comes at the back half of the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm joined by Tolumide, who's sitting right next to me. Hey,
hey,
Tolumide.
Hi.
Tolumide is a VOA graphic artist, and she's joining me for Song of the Week, and that song is from Tanzania called Katika.
Katika.
So, let's get our groove on.
Yes.
Here's J-Double Ambule from Accra, Ghana, with Who Made Your Body Like That?
All right, stick it. What you gonna do about it? Biba. Walk at your own, I won't tell you. Missy Abadochi. Get on down, Biba. Stick it all the kind of boof. Get on down, Biba. Homie, uncle.
Friend, hope you like my beginning, cause I like your end. Can buy you pizza with my money on top. Yes, I'm a teaser, can say money non stop. More expensive than GH, I confirm. Don't be defensive, cause I feel to confirm. Your puppy bitches, so cause they can't be like your mommy. Where your body, they seal, so my eye, they do logoliki. Believe, believe, do me the time I see you for Kolibu. Ambulance, see me where you see me, make a holla you. See how my heart, they beat like the drums. Flies on my stomach, they play conga.
Your shape be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs tick past the bass guitar sound. Your voice dey like the organic chords. Don't make my team raise like the horn section, though. Laugh me plus in deep voice.
That's it, my love. I like the way you're cooking it, bro. Oh, let's go, hey, get it, Diva. Stamina, Panagi. Who made it?
That was Ambole from Ghana. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. The next three tunes I've got in queue are super hot, beats-oriented dance tunes, all released in 2018. The first up is Coffee. That's spelled with a K, by the way. Mikaela Coffee Simpson is a 19-year-old Jamaican singer-songwriter who's winning hearts and mad respect all over Jamaica. Here's Toast.
Can't ball in a life, man. Go on with it, me go on with it.
Yo, AJ, are you kidding me?
Toast, yeah. So we are coming in with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all.
Yeah. Hey, this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right, now, Blinky Bill has Nairobi rocking with this Attention. That was Blinky Bill with Attention, a track off his 2018 Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. Yeah, that's the name of the album. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. What do you think of that, Tulumide?
I think that's amazing.
It's a long title for an album, right?
Very long. But catchy, though.
Yeah.
Because definitely it would make the audience feel like, okay, I want to find out what this album is about.
Now, here is your third super hot beat from Gabon. This is Chanel Lakinda, and she is crushing it with Chiza Benge, or people are just calling it now Chiza.
Lakinda. Le fe.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello, music lovers. Now we're turning back to 2011 for a little sample of Mr. Flavor's Ashawo Remix. Know this, but this song's mojo is so good. Others since have recorded their own hit versions too, like there's the one by Ziggy Zaga in Ethiopia. That one came out in 2012. And then the Sukuma version by Tanzanian singer Mama Shauri.
Mama Shauri, na Black Boys Record, no kangara onge na shika hangi. Mama Shauri, diambe badogo wano kujiranga ne kaya jise, ba hayo bosenga na botivi saka mandako.
But let me drop some knowledge on you real quick about the history of this song. The original Sawale was recorded way back in 1970 by an artist named Cardinal Rex Jim Lawson. Do you remember Cardinal Rex Tolomito?
Yes, yes, yes. I remember his music.
Okay.
He's like one of our legends. You
exactly.
Know.
So yeah. Cardinal Rex, as he was known, was a singer, a trumpeter, a bandleader from New Calabar in what is present-day River State, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best-known Nigerian highlife musicians of the 1960s. Now, Cardinal Rex passed away January 18th, 1971. So that's nearly, what, half a century ago?
Yes, just about half a century.
Yes. And since we are in the month of January, I thought we should honor this Pan-African living music legacy with his own original version of Sawale.
Sawale, Sawale, Sawale.
This Yoruba expression, sawa, sawa, sawale, means run, run back home. And Aishawo means...
prostitute.
Yeah, prostitute.
So run, run back home, prostitute.
Right, but what he was saying in the song was he was singing to a girl that had run away from home and is now living as a prostitute in the streets. Mm-hmm. And he sings, run, run back home before I go tell papa, before I go tell mama.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sawa, sawa, sawale, sawa, sawa, sawale, Aishawo.
right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and that was Cardinal Rex Lawson with Sawa
Sawale.
That song lives on, as does his memory. And yes. If you ever go to Port Harcourt, Nigeria, you can visit the Rex Lawson Cultural Center and walk down Lawson Street.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako. Gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako. See what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Won't be his family.
From Nigeria to South Africa, here is the classic sound of Maskandi by another legend, Mfazo Mnyama. Born Mpateni Kumalo in rural Nongoma, KwaZulu-Natal, he was a brilliant left-handed guitarist and a singer and a producer. And he sang about everyday life, people's roots, their culture and heritage, and people just loved him for that. This is Gise Benzile Mama, and what he's singing is, I worked, Mama, but she's saying he's lazy. He says, but look at all these numbers on my phone. He's working hard,
he's working
he says.
Hard. Very hard.
Music Time in Africa.
Here's the hot new sound of Emmanuel Jala and his sister Nyaroach with Tishwang. And the song means you have a right.
Ain't gonna stop.
Run this alarm.
Rocking my love.
Wow, that was the brother-sister team from South Sudan, Emmanuel Jal and Nyarwatch.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello, hello, everybody. This is Song of the Week, and today I have a very special guest with me. This is Tolumide.
Hey, everybody. Yes, so this is Tolumide.
Yeah, and she is a graphic artist at VOA, but also a singer-songwriter herself.
Yes.
So she has some nice insight into the Song of the Week we're about to listen to, and it is called Katika by a Tanzanian duo called Navi Kenzo. Had you ever heard of Navi Kenzo before?
Actually, I hadn't.
Yes.
Until you mentioned them, and I thought, oh, wow. So I went online and I looked them up and I saw that, wow, they've been around for a while.
Yes.
And they have many views. They've actually also been nominated for the Sound City MVP Awards, and they have quite a following.
I will say something that I learned when doing some research. They have been together as a couple for almost 12 years.
Wow, 12 years?
Yes.
Wow.
And they've been doing music together for all that time. They're still together.
Wow.
I'm shocked. I mean, that's a hard thing.
Yes.
Anyway, so let's listen to this song, Katika. It means whine, twerk, shake your booty.
Katika, 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 katika. Nina midadi kaya rumba, kibao kata kinyonga. Mfukoni na mavumba, lungu ndichili na sunta. Yani bo 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 bo, kana niko shaga ro o o o. Yani nasimama de 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 de, kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Baby girl dance for me one time. Oh, yeah.
kutembea cheche mena cheche mena yani hadi nalegea
katika 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 katika
maumivu na ugulia mwiba ukizama na hisi mateso utamu na ngangania ndizi kwa nyama napata mchecheto na kuna nazi kwa mkongo jo na unga mchuzi wa soto jo uno la rosti rojo rojo mikunjo flani wa bogo jo kibao kata tenteme teteme kilingeni kuzama uchutame uwezi pata we mpaka usimame haichagui mbamba munene
nikalaze kwa bedi kitanda nikachezeshe samba na kalibu na bodi kinanda tunguli zimeni bamba
katika 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 katika.
Wow. So that was Katika by Navi Kenzo, a couple duo from Tanzania. What'd you think of that, Tulumide?
It's a wonderful song. Definitely going to add that to my playlist.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Tulumide.
And this is Song of the Week. I've got two more songs for you now. Then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet our featured artist of the hour, Cheun Olota. You're gonna wanna slow it down for this one, guys. This is Love by Ida Sam and featuring Hakim.
Love, I will give my heart to you and make your dreams come true. Never make your heart to lose. Oh, no, 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 no.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Yes, hello, hello, peepsters. Here's Grace Barbé from Seychelles with Afro Sega. Right, that was Grace Barbé with Afro Sega. Now it's time for our feature interview with Sheon Olota. Phil Odidi presents.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Now, I've always got a chance to meet some of Africa's finest performers whenever they're visiting Nairobi. And recently, I got a chance to watch a Nigerian artist called Sheon Olota performing with his band. And I just love the way they tap into the legacy of Afrobeat, with Sheon playing the saxophone, the big band accompanying him, the dancers, and of course, music with a very strong socio-political message. Now, after that concert, Sheon told me a little about how he came into music and why he's chosen this specific style.
My name is Sheon Olota from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm a musician. We play Afro fusion kind of music. Some people say it's Afro beats. I own the music. You own the genre.
Just before we play one of your tracks, Sheon, tell us a little bit about your career.
My father was an organist. He's late now, died last year. Before I went to study medicine, he was an organist. I started from classical music, delved into jazz, was in the theater troupe. I've acted as an actor, stage screen. went to formal studying, played with people on the streets. When I stand to talk, I talk not only from the perspective of the scholars, I as well talk from the perspective of people on the other side of the street.
Can we let the music speak a bit? Can you pick something
music,
from...
Let's talk.
Yeah, no, we can do a balance between the two. Okay, let's bring on some music.
Okay, that's the first track on the album. Okay, yeah. They say, Better Soup Na Money Killam. Pidgin English, that money made things happen. In the song, it's trying to tell you that better soup na money killam, that a soup that will be very delicious is from the market the journey will start.
Sheun Olota, and it's titled Oweri Soup.
Yes.
Now, let's take you back to your story. I mean, you talked about music beginning in your family, but playing professionally, when did that begin?
Yes, my secondary school, my seniors, my own punishment, when they punish other students to cut the grass and get water, mine is just to come and perform for them.
Really?
Yes, and when I got to Form 1, we had our first welcome party for freshers, elites. We have, I think it's usually monthly. That's been my punishment, to perform before the seniors, and some seniors just want to harass you. Bullet, they call me Bullet. Bullet, Bullet. So yeah, come here, come up, pop up. All students, 1, 1, 2, 4, everybody lie down, lie down, lie down, lie down. We have Bullet. Perform, maybe if I don't want to perform, it's them. Oh, yeah, perform. So that was us.
Why did they call you Bullet?
Well, my name is Olota. So Ota is Bullet. I now got closer to traditional music. I lived in Ilorin, one city where all you just be hearing music of the nomads, those kind of music.
Yeah.
Those kind of music, you know. You don't hear so.
So my Nigerian brother, Sheun Olota, has been wonderful speaking to you. We've got one more song to play, and it's going to be your choice.
You can do Petit Matter. Some people just want to be relevant, especially these days of social media, where somebody just comes on your wall to just comment. He wants to make himself relevant.
Me and you are too busy for Petit Matter. Baby, you're at home. And take my waka. Spare me, spare me, spare me.
Bounce, bounce.
Petty matter. Give me a T-Rekorara.
That's a Nigerian artist called Sheun Olota, along with his band, which is known as the Ecstasy Gang Band. I love the name of that group. And the song is called Petty Matter from the album Homebrew. I'm afraid that's just about all the time we had for now, but I certainly look forward to the next opportunity I get to connect you with more of the music and some of the artists who are creating a buzz here in Nairobi, in Kenya. I'm Bill Ojiri for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
We stay pro.
Thank you, Bill. All right, hello, everybody. We've got time for a couple more awesome tunes. So let's rock. Here's Bambino from Niger. This song, Ulin, comes off his 2018 album, Deran. that was Bambino. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now we turn to Zimbabwe for one last tune before saying goodbye. Here's the late Chiwoniso with Gomo. She sings, "We are the children of the mountains. We play the drums. We play the imbira. We play the hosho. We, the children of the mountains." And with that song by the late Chiwoniso of Zimbabwe, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed today's program. A big thanks to Sheon Olota and Bill Odidi for joining us from Nairobi, and to Tolumide for coming on set for Song of the Week. If you want to reach out to me with questions about today's program or get updates and fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week, just click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.